Welcome back, everybody. Ooh. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM.
What hotel room doesn't have a TV?
Is that a thing?
Yeah, that's what he's mad about.
That's crazy.
I mean, stop saying there's no truck stops.
I mean, I don't know if he's staying at a truck stop.
I don't think so either, but...
A Econo Lodge?
Well, I mean, it is, what are they, they're in Bristol? So who knows what they got up there?
No, they have a decent hotel there.
Do they?
Yeah, because everybody stays there.
Yeah, they all say they go like to the Chili's, like that's the
hot spot.
That's the hot spot.
The boneless buffalo wings, pretty good.
You're not lying.
What? If you're gonna have boneless buffalo wings,
I gotta tell you. Last night at the James L. Knight Center, delicious chicken tenders.
Really? At the concessions?
Yeah.
Who's performing?
No, they had the Silver Knight thing.
Oh, okay.
It was long.
Was it?
Oh, it was.
You sit in those James L. Knight seats?
Didn't know Bezos was a Silver Knight Award winner.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
I know
he's from down here. Yeah.
Prime. Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime.
Yep.
Let's get to the mixed bag here, as yesterday the Marlins, they lose to the Minnesota Twins. This was the turning point of the game. Here's a call from Jack McMullen. It was when there was the double steal that got the Twins on the board.
1-0 pitch, Larnick on the go. That one misses low, throw to second. Larnick intentionally in a rundown here. Buxton breaks for the plate. Throw to the plate is not in time. Head first dive, Mack applied the tag, and Buxton just got his left hand onto home plate before Mack could get the tag on him. Clayton has his hand up. The Marlins may challenge this. Blake Butler is on the horn. The countdown is on, and they will challenge. Blake Butler gave him the roll it sign, like, don't do it. But Clayton said, you know what? Time is ticking. We are going to challenge this. If this does stand, a run comes in to score on a first and third where Larnick intentionally got caught up between first and second base. Greece. Yeah, Ron Culp of the crew chief, he announces that the call stands.
Well, he was wrong. I don't care what the cameras say. He was out. Ridiculous. And then the next pitch after that happened, because it was his long review, meatball sent out to the Minnesota sky.
It was hit
far. Woo! It was a bomb.
My felt bad, goodness.
Felt bad for Yuri. He had a good game yesterday up until that point. And the Marlins, I mean, just woof. Terrible day at the plate. Bad day to bet on the fish for this guy. Yeesh. Nothing coming through. By the way, if you guys want to win tickets to see Brad Paisley at the FTL War Memorial Auditorium, caller number, we'll go 3 for the amount of runs the Twins scored on the fish yesterday. Caller 3 to 305-567-0560. Caller 3 to 305-567-0560 will win a pair of tickets to see Brad Paisley at the War Memorial Auditorium. Brad Paisley, right now, caller number 3 to 305-567-0560. Are you familiar with Dwayne Wade, Leroy?
Yes, I am.
He is the Heat GOAT, the absolute GOAT in my eyes. And I don't care what the other record books say. If everybody's allowed to have their GOAT, it's D-Wade in my eyes. But he, great statue, right, his angles, and a great podcast on the Y Network. And he said something yesterday at the end of his podcast. He does his podcast with his photographer, Bobby Metalis, who's a Heat fan. He's from down here, right? Mm-hmm. Loves the Heat. And he was like, hey, man, I want the Heat to do a move. You know, you guys, he was saying, hey, the Jazz, I got the number 2 pick. He goes, and then D-Wade's like, just be patient. And I was like, what? It's not the tone that Dwayne Wade has had recently on the Heat. Nope. So here was D-Wade yesterday on his podcast.
Listen, don't worry about the Heat. Now, I know you want it to be a guarantee if you see the Heat get a top pick and you know, all right, he's guaranteed. But, man, listen, Pat, Andy, Mickey,
they don't listen.
If they see an opportunity, they're going to strike, bro. That's what they do. But they're not just going to strike because you, as a fan, is impatient and you want them to strike. They've been in the finals 7 times since I was drafted. They're fine, bro.
You're right.
But we want them to strike. We want Bam. Right. We want these guys to get the help that we feel like they need to be able to compete in the East, because you see it open, you see opportunity, right? You see opportunity. But They're not striking for no reason, just because you want them to. Yeah, not even we. You.
I'm impatient. You right. I'm gonna be right.
Yeah. Here. All you fans are impatient.
My antenna went up. Something's amiss there. That's not how he's been talking. Something's happening there with D. Wade. I don't know what. I don't know what he knows. I don't know. But all of a sudden, he's Mr. Patient Pants over there. What happened to this ain't good enough? You know, there's no buzz. That was him.
Yeah, during the season.
Yeah, he said that during the season.
Season's over.
Now, all of a sudden, he's got something to say. Oh, put your patience. Relax. Something's amiss.
You would like something to
you
be amiss.
You reading into
something
that?
Something is amiss. I'm telling you.
Telling
you, something's amiss.
Dude, it's that time of year.
It's not that time of year. I'm telling you, something's amiss.
Come on, dude. Really?
What?
If I said those same words.
You're not Dwayne Wade. No offense.
He's not a great?
The message.
He is a great.
But no. The message is still the same.
He's not hobnobbing with these guys.
The message is still the same.
Hold on. Let me say this.
Sure.
All right.
Sure.
All of a sudden, he's like, oh, Andy and Mickey and Nick and Pat, they're going to strike.
You want them tickets, don't you?
Stay patient. What does he need to do? You walk into the building, so no one's going to turn away Dwayne Wade.
Not if you've been, you know, bad-mouthing me. You're not going to get no tickets.
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah?
I think he knows something.
Yeah, man, I'm just saying.
Throw him off the scent, Vlad. It
took 13 years for Charles Barkley and Michael Jordan to reconcile.
Well, he said no lies this year.
I understand
that. He said nothing that was untrue.
But you know how heat culture is. They don't want, if you have a problem with the family, you keep it closed, private. Don't say it publicly.
Something's amiss there. It's too quick a switch up.
It's not quick of a switch
it
up.
It is.
No,
it is.
It's because it is. I think he saw the team as a player.
Mm.
He saw the team, and it was frustrating because he saw the talent that I think we all saw at least everybody assumed, and it didn't produce on the court. But now, he probably talked to some people in the office, and he knows that the Heat are going to be doing things. The same way you said it.
That's what I mean.
You've mentioned things like, you don't think they're going to get Giannis, even though they're going to probably go for Giannis. You think they're going to get KD.
I don't think they're going to get Giannis.
But think about that. If your plan A is Giannis, and then your plan B is KD, that's a damn well good plan B. And we usually know plan B doesn't usually go well.
Stun Steve says Tobin's fiending again. I'm not fiending.
Uh-oh.
I'm not.
Uh-oh.
I'm not cold with my opium.
We need to come back with that song.
I'm telling you.
Oh, my God.
That I think something. He knows something.
You got to go to rehab.
I don't need rehab.
You need rehab.
I'll only go to that Mike Vrabel rehab like one day.
It ain't even a day. You ain't missed nothing.
Missed a couple draft picks.
You and Bernie's just going to be taking pictures.
I'm not searching for my opium dealer, Stunton Steve. I think he knows something. He's hiding something. What's he hiding? Made my antenna go up.
That's what an addict would say.
I'm telling you. I don't look for these things. They just stumble upon me, and I'm like, what's up with that? All of a sudden, he's not Mr. Ripping the Heat.
What, do you want him to continue ripping the team?
I don't want him to continue. So I want him to feel how he feels.
So he's feeling that the team is going to do something during the offseason. And here's the other thing. Mind you, he's covering a lot of these playoff games for Amazon Prime. So he knows. He sees what I think a lot of people are seeing as well, or putting things in together that, oh, maybe this player might be unhappy in this current situation with his team and might like a place to go to get a new start. And Miami would be a good place to start for a new start.
One new start is Malik Willis.
Mm-hmm.
He is the quarterback of the Miami Dolphins this year. Bobby Slowick talked about the mobility that he has. I know Frog Boy's excited. He's mobile and what that's going to do for the Finns.
I'd say anytime you have a quarterback who has the ability to run, you know, it's not something that you are going to do down in, down out in the NFL, but the threat of it makes it 11 versus 11 as opposed to 11 on 10, you know. And I think that's what can get tough sometimes when you get a guy that maybe isn't as mobile at quarterback, is they have 11 guys, and aside from throwing the ball, you're really playing with 10. So it just lets you equalize some advantageous situations. Outside of that, really the mobility these days shows up more in off-schedule situations than it does anything. So, you know, it's definitely a weapon and it's a threat and something you want a defense to think about. But I think no one in the NFL is coming out and just living in that world.
All right, there you go. Dolphins offense coordinator. What do you think of that, Leroy?
There's some truth behind that, but here's what I would say. If you cannot throw the football, that means drop back, read a defense, make untimely throws. What will end up happening is all those other traits will always revert back to that one skill. So we've seen very athletic quarterbacks that if they're put in a position where they have to play out of the pocket, that athleticism means nothing. So, yeah, I get having that to be an addition to, but that can't be the primary reason. Your primary reason for playing that position has to be your ability to throw the ball from the pocket.
I don't want you guys calling me Bubbles from The Wire.
It was either that or from the Trailer Park Boys. You're always fiending.
I'm not fiending. I'm fine.
You listen to Jodeci every night.
I'm fine. I just
every
think
time I close my eyes,
something's amiss there. I'm telling you. Anyway, that is your mixed bag, everybody. That is what we got there for mixing it on up. Marlins will be back at it tonight. You can hear that right here on QAM. Please get hits. That was pathetic yesterday.
They have these power outages.
Yeah, it's not even – they didn't put anything together yesterday. It was embarrassing. Especially annoying when I had Jacob Marcy stolen base and then stupid Morel goes up there. Ooh, hits immediately. What are you doing, dude? What kind of a plan is that?
Oh, Omar Kelly hit me back. Hit me with a text saying that, when we're going by coaches, we got beef. Salah and Liam Cohen have beef. And he also said that Mike and Halfley did work together in – at some point.
But did they like each other?
That's a good question.
Yeah, because Halfley was secondary and he was running game. I don't know if that's necessarily going to be a beef. We'll see. Do you think they make that matchup a prime? That would be like the only primetime ones would be for the Dolphins would be the Green Bay game, a Jets Thursday nighter,
or
San Diego.
Either a division game. Thursday night, Halfley versus the Chargers versus the Dolphins, even though the Packers.
Yeah. The Packers one makes a lot of sense. Could they do it if Troy Aikman's on the call? They do it on Monday Night Football. Will Mike Florio be able to handle that? Or will he be will he be too worried that he's going to be sitting there with Dolphins pom-poms on?
Aren't they trying to do doubleheaders, more doubleheaders?
I thought they were doing less doubleheaders.
Oh, they're doing less, okay. Because I'm thinking if the Dolphins or the Jets get a primetime game, it's probably going to be one of those doubleheader Monday night games if it's not a Thursday night game.
Everybody has to get a Thursday night game.
They're definitely going to do Fitzpatrick sitting there, and he's going to be getting his Jets
talking about
Dolphins
Tua.
On. Yeah, things like that. They don't play the Falcons this year, I don't think, so there's no Tua revenge game that they could they could post.
Unless it's preseason.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They probably shouldn't play him in the preseason.
By the way, you saw Michael Penix got married, right?
I did not.
No, please.
I did not.
I understand why he wears a do-rag.
Oh, was it rough?
Oh, my God.
What the hell was wrong? Now, look. See what you're saying? Look at him.
Look. What?
He's going to Google it.
Oh, he's got to Google it. It's bad, bro. It's bad. Like, it's Cleveland from the Cleveland show, bad. Congratulations to him and his lovely bride on there. And,
a little late for congratulations. Now, ain't nobody looking for his wedding.
But him and his hairline had a divorce a long time ago. No reconciliation.
Yeah, she looks like she's happy with him.
But do you see his head?
Yeah.
No, is that yeah? Leroy, have you seen the picture? Leroy?
What's wrong with his hair?
His hairline.
I mean, it fits his head.
Leroy, his headline's in the middle of his head, man.
It really doesn't look that bad.
Oh.
I've seen worse.
It makes
maybe,
LeBron.
Maybe it's because the angle that I'm looking
at. It may be from the angle you're looking at.
And maybe the one we were looking at is not the one that you saw that was viral. Because I'm looking at the one that the Falcons tweeted out.
Oh, no, no, not the one the Falcons tweeted out. There's one where he's like there, like near a water fountain.
No, I'm not looking at that
okay.
one.
Okay.
No, we're not looking at that.
Okay.
Right, well, you find that for me. I want to see what
I'll find
is.
It for you.
Because the one they posted, he looks fine.
Right. Correct.
Yeah, Schefter had a sort of 6 months removed from tearing his ACL. Falcons quarterback Michael Penix has returned to the field. You see, he feels Tua breathing down his neck. Getting the hell out of there.
Can you really feel Tua breathing down his neck? If he had so short?
Yeah, if you had a ladder. What's that? It's me, Tua. Don't worry about it, dude. Just need you to go on a fourth down. You'll be out of there soon. All right, we'll take a break here on the program. More to come. Get you caught up with your headlines. We're back after this.